have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Just For You podcast and let you know what the Just For You podcast is all about. Before we do that, can I say this? We at Elation Radio recognize that the podcast we have would not be podcast fully without you. Yes, we could all put our own information together, and yes, the Lord can lead us, but you are valuable. We don't take for granted that you listen in, that you share the podcast, that you support. We want to say thank you to each and every listener, whether you're listening live or on the replay. We say thank you to you. To our wonderful visionary and CEO, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, we love you and our entire Elation family. To my husband, Pastor Doc, listen, I always get caught up on this doctor, but Pastor Donald Wright Jr., we love you so very, very much, and thank you for your love, your support, and your prayers. But to our guests of honor, the one who makes everything possible, our Abba Father and Elder Brother Jesus Christ, we welcome you in to do exactly what you want done. We say thank you for the opportunity for us all to serve, and thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. For those of you not listening in, and this is your first time, welcome again. Let me share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truth in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion and strategy to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. As we stated, we can do nothing without the Lord. We invite him in that he may do what he will, that he gets the glory for all that is. Abba Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you for everyone listening in, whether they are live or it's a whether it is live or the replay, have your divine will and way. We trust you. We thank you. We ask that you will heal, save, and deliver. Bless our visionary and CEO, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, and her family. We thank you, God, for hearing the prayers of the saints and praying for all that is going on in our world, whether it be a family member gone home, whether it is a need in a family, whether it is someone who needs to be saved. Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity to pray. We ask that you touch all of our lives. We all need you for something or the other. Bless our families on today. Bring reconciliation among families. Help us to all heal, that you may get the glory, and that our families are stronger, that the body of Christ becomes stronger, that all that we do is geared towards you, and that you are honored and pleased. Forgive us all of our sins, and as we forgive others, give us a heart to forgive, O God. And as we have that heart to forgive, we ask, O God, that you be glorified. We pray for Israel. Bless the chosen people. Bless who you've asked us to pray for, God, by obedience, that they are safe, they are sound. And Lord, you continue to do what you do with the leadership across the country. For every leader, we pray for them that you may be glorified. You may be glorified. lifted up and honored. And we thank you in advance. And Father, we know that you hear unspoken requests. Whatever hasn't been prayed, you're able to hear and to deliver. And we say, have your divine way in this podcast. Bless our special guests on today. Bless everyone that is listening in, that you may be glorified. And we thank you as you bless. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. As you know, for those of you that are joining us, we have a short exhortation immediately followed by our special guest that is Apostle Marlo Curry and his beautiful wife, Lady Prophetess Alicia Curry. We can't wait to talk to them today. God certainly is in the plan on what he's done on today. I want to share with you today that how we show up in the kingdom is how people glorify him. Listen, when we come into the house of the Lord, we are to enter into his courts with thanksgiving, enter into his house with praise, and enter his courts with thanksgiving. We should have a joyful spirit. Amen. We should be able to allow others to know who we serve by the character and the authentic self that we have. How do I know that? We will be studying today from Psalm 34. Again, that is Psalm 34. Why is it important? Because we want someone to know who our God is by the life we live. And that's whether we're saying something or not, for them to feel and to understand that he is real by watching our lives. How will they know? Let's read Psalm 34. It says, I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. Hallelujah. So what is this saying? That we're not a people that say, oh, I believe this is what exactly is the, oh, I don't know how tomorrow's going to be. And then today we love the Lord. We are filled with praise. We extol his holy name. We lift him up that others that don't know him will know the joy and excitement that we have, that he may be glorified. He may be lifted up. Hallelujah. He is God. Listen, I promise you, if people don't understand who we are through our joy and excitement, it makes it difficult for them to understand who our God is. Two, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us, not a one thing, not a just one person, not a just one ministry, but the Bible says, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Then it's personal. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Hold up. First of all, you mean there is work to be done? We have to seek his presence. We have to seek after the Lord. He says, seek and ye shall be found. Seek and ye shall find. Listen, when you call upon the name of the Lord in the sincerity of you wanting to transform your life through the word of God, he's going to hear you. But you have to seek him. He says, I sought the Lord. And when he sought him, he delivered him out of all of his fears. That is a personal scripture for us all. Not only that, then we jump down to 6. And it talks about he heard me. How many of us stood before the Lord and knew that he heard us and gave us what his word says? The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. He never put a time period. Can I say that right there? He didn't say there was a time period right there. He said, and oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. Jeremiah 17 tells us to not put our trust in man, not meaning not to trust people, but the way we trust is by acknowledging God, who will give us the wisdom to know about people. It's called the spirit of discernment. Anytime we move in the flesh, we'll get a fleshly result. And sometimes you may feel like, God, did I hear you right? And when you heard him and you moved and it seemed like all things broke apart, things went chaotic, but those are signs that he is with you. How do I know? Let's keep reading. The word never lies. When it comes to serving God wholeheartedly, even giving him all that you have, even when you don't know it's all you have. Listen, he says here, in 9, oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. I'm a witness to that. Come ye children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? All want to live a life filled with longevity, filled with good health, filled with the wealth, hallelujah, to emulate the kingdom, to help others and build the kingdom of God. We want him to be, and my brother's going to talk about that, I know, and sister later on, hallelujah. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. This is the lifestyle. You want to talk about the lifestyle of a true child of God? This is it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. That doesn't mean because you cry out, if you don't see an immediate result, that he did not hear you. The word of God says his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivers them out of what? Not half your trouble, not a fourth of your troubles, not three-fourths of your trouble, but the Bible says out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Oh, he's not going to save you because you're not this and you're not that. But if you have, my God, today, a contrite heart, listen, I'm tired of living like this. I don't want to live this way anymore. I need your guidance. I need your help, Lord. Help me, save me, deliver me. The word of God says he saved that one of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. I'm going to get saved. Things are going to be hunky-dory. Not going to go through anything. The devil is a lie. Those afflictions, those pains, those things that come, distractions, all of the attacks, they come. But the Bible says he delivereth them from them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Listen, what is he talking about? He knows that he's the keeper of our lives. He knows that he's the Savior that we need. He knows that he hears us when we cry, and we're crying with a sincere and contrite heart. I want to speak to that person that may have felt like life was worth giving up on because you felt by man's traditions, man's ways, that you weren't good enough because the kingdom doesn't need you. I want you to know if you are willing and obedient, the Bible says you shall eat the you shall eat the fat of the land. Listen, so many people are dying daily. And those that we know, sometimes we get phone calls or we hear of things and couldn't believe it. But can I say this to you? It is high time for us as the body of Christ to continue to seek those which are lost, to go after the lost, to make sure our focus is on their hurt and their pain. And today's guest, as I was praying, the Lord began to share with me about the burdens that the world has that they don't know what to do about. Everybody, listen, I and Pastor Don have an accountability team. Our accountability team looks after us for our mental health, our physical health. They look after us for our spiritual health. We have advisors from across the country. Listen, we're not playing when it comes to our life. Why? Because things happen, and you need the right people to speak into your life that you can continue to be whole when the world pulls. The world will pull you apart if you allow it. Someone needs to hear that you are not alone when you go through various trials, tribulations, that you need someone that can speak into your life, that will give you peace concerning the things that are happening to you in your life. It is bigger than the church. I said it, I mean it. God wouldn't create the avenue for mental health and for health if he didn't feel that it could be done outside the realm of the church. We have to know he's an all-loving God, an all-caring God who's concerned about us in every capacity of our being. He created us. He made us. He knows how everything functions, and he's able to do anything but fail. But there are ministries, and there are services that are in place that we as a human being can get what we need. And we need to be okay with the fact that God created these services. He created gifts in the body. He created. It's so vital that we understand, we heard of, and we've seen things where suicide is at an all-time high. The devil is alive. We've seen where people that are seen happy and stable and everything is well sometimes have a bad day. Can we allow them that bad day without judging them, without throwing them into the ground, without allowing them to feel, God forbid, they be in the body of Christ in leadership, and they can't have a bad day. So they live these unrealistic lives that say, I'm good, everything's well, nothing's going on, I'm fine, because these are the responses that the church has taught us we must have. And that's great if that's what you want to do. But on a good day, when a good saint needs another saint, they need to pick up the phone and call, and they need to reach out for trusted, let me say this, trusted, safe environments that they can pour and not be judged. If we continue to live in these religious things, that people will not have an outlet to be honest. When will the abuser ever stop abusing? When will the person that molests stop molesting? When will the person that cuts themselves stop cutting? Because if I tell you these things, you're going to look at me different. You're going to talk to me different. And listen, these are some of the things that keep us from healing. So today we have guests on that are going to talk about this area of healing. They're pastors and first lady, and they deal with people on a regular, and God has placed something on their heart to give away, to be able to help in another vein of ministry and another side that someone else's life could change. And I want us to hear from them because, again, so much is happening in this world. And we can't just continue to close our eyes to it. People are getting shot through doors. People are all because of mental unstableness. Can I tell you the real root of that thing? Anger and pride. And we have to know in the summertime, it's a proven fact. There's always more crime. There's always more arguments. There's something about the warmth and the heat and everybody feeling they're going to enjoy life. And then here comes somebody who's angry, who's hurt, who's broken, that wants either pain for someone else or vengeance. And this is why we must pay attention in our families and in our neighborhoods. I'm talking about before you get to the church. Because maybe it's your prayer, your smile, just say good morning, that can change the trajectory of someone's life because you took the time to show love and kindness. We are well aware that every day isn't going to be hunky-dory. But as believers, I'm a firm believer. My husband and I have been through so much, but one thing we know and one thing we are affirmed in, that seeing the hand of the Lord in your life comes from us, like we said in Psalm 34, we have to seek Him. We can't live off of grandma's prayers. They prayed for us to get us where we may be, but we have to seek ourselves, who He is, and ask Him to come into our lives, that He can taste, the Bible says, taste and see. Taste and see who He is, what He's about. Then you can agree with those prayers that have been prayed. You can understand how you got where you are by that person staying consistent, faithful in your life, encouraging you, strengthening you through the prayers, and telling you their love for you. You can understand. But all glory goes to God. Because it was Him that put you on their mind. It was Him that put me on their mind. And this obedience to fulfill and pray for them helps them to get to the next place. So I just want to encourage you today and remind you to bless the Lord at all times. Let His praise continually be in your mind. And when you find yourself in a different state of mind, I'm sure our guests today will be able to share some tools that will be able to help you to go through and get through and get to the next place God has for you. So we want to thank you for listening to this week's exhortation. We've studied from Psalm 34. Please, when you get a moment, please go back over it, read it through. Get some study tools and some nuggets that God may give you. It is personal. And I thank you for sharing on today. I thank you for being here on Just For You Today. It's such a blessing to have you with us. Amen. Without further ado, we have guests that are going to share with you. I'm super excited. They're a part of our Elation family. Beautiful couple. I've watched them. I pay attention more so to what people do than what they say. And I'm really, really grateful to know them as our sister and brother. I'm sure Dr. Kitty Robinson can say the same. We appreciate them in the Elation family. I'd like to introduce to some and present to others none other than our brother, Apostle Marlo Curry, and his beautiful wife, Alicia Curry, prophetess and first lady. God bless you on today.
God bless you.
How's it going, Pastor?
We love y'all so much. Yes. You and Pastor Don. Hallelujah. Yes.
And we love you all too. Listen, I am super excited about God blessing and expanding you all. You know, this is to be expected when you're in the kingdom of God, right? Like, we
yes.
start in one place, but when God trusts us, he expands
on,
us to another place. And guess what? It's all working for the kingdom of God. So would you
yes.
all share who you are? I know you're a pastor, and I know you're doing a great work. I know you're doing a great work. But when I heard this, my spirit leaked. I was super excited for you guys because I know how much it's needed in our communities, and can I say this? Churches.
Yeah.
So
yes.
we don't
yes.
want to exempt churches. I'm going to put it out there. We don't want to exempt churches from feeling as if because we want the gospel only that that's enough. We're going to face some situations in our ministry. We're going to need trust. Can I say this? Trusting godly people to watch over what needs to happen in our lives. So would you share with the listening audience who you are and talk to us about Crazy Church as well as your newest entity? Oh, I'm so excited. Would you please share? God be with you.
Amen. So as you all heard that I'm First Lady of Curry to Cross Church, I'm so grateful that the Lord chose me to be my husband's helpmate and to work alongside of him. We have been in ministry for about 10 years now, but we've been having, God has called us to have our own ministry, which is Curry the Cross Church, and we've been having our church for about 4.5 years now. And the Lord, he kept telling us, like he was giving us, before I go forth, you want to address? Say who you are, babe.
How you doing? I am Apostle Marlo Curry. I like to say that the Lord, hallelujah, that when you begin to operate in your gifts, glory be to God, the Lord will, hallelujah, begin to expand those gifts. And it, like the Bible says, that your gift will make room for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to say, glory be to God, don't suffocate your gift in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Go ahead, babe.
Amen. So the Lord, he was telling us, like, he was giving us multiple businesses, and we never knew what business. And just, like, recently I had a dream. I'm a dreamer. So the Lord, he gave me a dream of us in school. It was me sitting at a desk, and my husband was right there.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew what school, how he was going to, what it was, or anything. And
wow.
So, the school kingdom ambassador came across another apostle had brought it to our attention, and we was like, okay. So we went on there, we looked it up, and my husband said that stood out to him, that counseling. And I'm like, well, I believe that's what God is calling us to, because I had that dream. And so when I tell you the way God had it set up, everything just went so smooth, you know, the studying and different things like that. It's like it was just ordained by God. It was ordained. After we graduated from the school, the Lord said to have our own practice. And I'm going to tell you, when God calls you to something, you be uncomfortable, because I'm like, how are we going to, you know, what God was already preparing us for, because we were counseling a lot of people. It was people that was in our church, outside of our church, and different things like that, that he was sending our way. And so I'm like, wow, okay, God is preparing us for this. And he said to start your own practice.
Yeah.
Wow. And isn't that amazing what you said? He initially gave it to you. But here's what I love is the timing, the divine timing of God. Isn't it wonderful that he prepares us? But even when he's preparing us, we don't always know that's what it's for. Like, he gave these series. And to that person listening, they need to understand. He may throw you the glimpse of what he's going to do, and you're not there yet. And like you said, this is what I love about you and your husband. You went back and you talked to the Lord. See, when we discern by asking him, he really does answer. And from there, he prepared you. So Then he made you licensed counselor.
Yes.
What a blessing.
Yes.
Talk to us about pastoring. I know you guys both serving in ministry. You have various people that come in, even people you come across to, because I am a firm believer. Ministry isn't just in the church. It's wherever you go. So wherever you expand it to, talk to us about this now that you're licensed counselors. How will that equip you more to do what you're called to do?
Well, Ben, giving us the, you know, when as we go in the Lord, you know, the Lord always gives us knowledge and wisdom, more knowledge and wisdom when we ask. So now we're more being counselors, certified counselors. We're now more, you know, got more knowledge on the trauma, on the things that will hold people and hinder people from going forward. And the Bible speaks on Romans 12 and 12:1 when it says, do not be conformed and allow the Lord to renew your mind in the way you think. And in this journey, we know and now we have more knowledge on how the subconscious will allow us as humanity to hold back on going forward, because maybe there's some things in the childhood that happened that people talked about us not being capable of doing things, not being qualified, and we're holding on to this this trauma, and now we're not able as an adult to go forward because we don't think that we have the skills to do so, because it's going back to when we was 10 when they talked about us trying to ride our bike, or they talked about us trying to play a video game, and you know, that you're not going to be successful, you're not going to do this, and you know, now we're able to go into these compartments, to the mental compartments now, and pinpoint, oh, this happened to you when you were 10. So now we can go ahead and begin to highlight this, and now we can get to the meat of it, and now allow or help the individual now to take that authority back, because that incident that you went through when you were 10, it has been holding you hostage for all these years, and now we're now qualified. The Lord has given us the qualifications to now see that that 10-year-old you battling and still fighting this thing, and now we can go in. Glory be to God. And take authority over that thing now. Hallelujah. When the hindrance is off you, now you'll see the momentum now coming back to you, and you're able to do these things because you're not conformed no more. Ooh, my Lord, on today, now you got a new way of thinking. Now you got the kingdom mindset that's giving you a kingdom perspective in the mighty name of Jesus. So we got to understand now we're able to go into the depth of these situations because the Lord has now equipped us. Oh, my Lord, today, glory be to God. And now he's given us more insight on what's going on in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory be to God. See, that scripture in itself, Pastor Michelle, that is a counseling scripture in itself, because many of us will say that we're not conformed, but subconsciously you're still wrapped up in that thing. Subconsciously, you're still entangled in that thing. So subconsciously, you're still conformed. You cannot possibly be made new until you break free, glory be to God, of that trauma that's hindering you. Ah, my Lord, on today, glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory be to God. And what the Lord is saying, that, you know, that many of us, you know, we're pastors, and we speak to the congregations, you know, every week, but it's nothing like having that one-on-one in the mighty name of Jesus, because many people, glory be to God, they'll get lost in the flock. But see, when you begin, glory be to God, and the scripture said that 99, he left the 99 to go get that one, because that one needed that one-on-one. Glory be to God. That one needed, glory be to God, hallelujah, that personal time, that one-on-one time. He needed to show that, glory be to God, that he is love or she is love, that you can do this. And many of the times, that's what we need to do in the mighty name of Jesus. We got to leave the 99 that's in the, my Lord, that's in the building and go outside and get that one. And now we've been equipped to do that because the Lord has given us insight, glory be to God, on how to do so.
And you know what's so powerful about what you said? The 101 also is a place of safety. Now, see, this is where it's so difficult with the church, because we do know everybody isn't on the same level. So sometimes people don't see the safety of a person's being. And that can be devastating, right? Like if a person were to come out and say whatever it was that was bothering them or weighing them down, and we know it may sound taboo for what we've heard. They're like, oh, why would they, you know? This is why the counseling session is so vital, because it's a safe place. I always use the word safety and safe place because I don't want, you don't want anybody to sit in your presence and feel that when they open, it's like surgery, when they're open and they're pouring out everything, that at that moment, they're going to be judged and looked at in such a way they can't receive help. It's taken a lot. By the time people get to a counselor, it's taken a lot to just trust I can talk to you. So I thank God for you all because that's crucial in itself. Now, I want to make this point before you go on. Why is it you think that people will go on trips, they'll go and spend money on everything but their mental health? Isn't that amazing? The one place where you need for it to be balanced and to be well, we won't even with free services out there, that we won't attempt mental health. Talk to us about why you feel mental health is a top priority, not only in the Black community, but in people's lives.
The main reason for this, Pastor Michelle, is the fear factor.
Yeah.
It's the fear factor. Yeah. You know, they're scared to address what's been lingering for years. They're scared, glory be to God. And then what's happening is now that they're embedded in this thing. Now, let's talk about abuse. My wife went through abuse where she thought that was okay to do, that she didn't want to go get help because she thought she'd been in it for so long, she thought it was normal. So many people, they feel as if what they're going through is normal. They feel as if, you know, that I've been in this thing so much that I got it under control, when in all actuality, they're not under control. They're out of control. And we know that, you know, that that's the trick of the enemy. Glory be to God. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. So the enemy will have you thinking that you're fine because he don't want you to find your true purpose. Come on here. You begin to fight these principalities and recognize that I do have this problem, then you begin to loosen these chains that you've been wrapped in for so long. Come on here. Do not be conformed. We just say that. So a lot of people think it's okay. They've been wrapped in it for so long that it comes a norm. Right? So now they think it's normal. I'm doing this and the other. I don't need help. But now it's time for them to break that norm and begin to get help and let people that's sold out for the Lord, that's certified, that can help you find your true identity. Because many times we're blanketing our mental health state bipolarism, anger, whatever the case may be, and we're letting this blanket us, so now we can't walk in our true purpose. So to answer your question, Pastor Michelle, I believe that a lot of people don't want to face the mental health problems is because they're fearful, and they've been in it for so long that this stuff, and it's sad to say, has become comfortable to them.
And also, I think that a lot of people are afraid to go out and get help is because they're worrying about what people think.
That's good.
You know, I don't want people to think that I'm crazy or I don't need it. My mother didn't ever go get it. It's like a generational curse thing. You know, like, oh, my family never went to a counselor. I'm good. I'm going to work this thing out. And no, like, if you need that, you have – I went to counseling. After I left that marriage, I had to go to that abusive marriage. I had to go and speak to a Christian counselor. And I took my children, you know, and stuff like that. So we have to get out of that mindset of what people think. And we have to get out of that. A lot of people are so concerned of what people would think and what people would say. Ooh. And God said, let that go. Focus on what will help you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's an excellent point. And I'll tell you, it's such a true point. But I want to share personally for myself how counseling yourself, our family. So when we were charged with God allowing us to raise our family members, the first thing I said is that we need to go into counseling. Why? Because even though we have good people that love us, we have family, we have, you understand what I'm saying, but there are some issues that cannot be addressed without you knowing another side, another dynamic of that thing. And I'm so grateful we did, because it helps us to open up. And even sometimes generational curses. Can we talk about that? Generational curses, we have to lay the axe at the root of them. We can't just say they don't exist, because they keep happening for a reason. But here's the blessing when you lay the axe at the root. You tell the devil, this is it right here. There will not be another one. Because of that, in condition with both things, the counseling as well as our Christian praying in a home and rearing them up in the Lord, we had a generational curse. But like every single time, a young teenager would get pregnant at 16, except with the one that was in our house. Glory be to God, because we recognized we needed God and we needed other tools. And because of that coming together, believing God, that curse was broken. Do you understand what I'm saying? So now we take what we learned, and we learn to be okay with it and being open and honest. Can you talk about how important is it to be open and honest? Like my sister said, we know people get fearful of what people are going to say. But here's the thing. You're the one that's got to live with that issue or that problem. Yeah. And if you don't get moved forward, you're going to suffer longer forward. How important is it for people to be open when they come? Don't just give you a little bit, but to tell you, and like you both are discerners in the spirit, but how important is for a person to be open and willing to talk about it all, because they will be able to get the help that they need in doing so?
It's very important for them to open up. And I want to say this. It's even like when we go to God, in order for God knows everything about his children, but he wants that dialogue. He wants you to be honest. He wants you to open up everything for to him so he can begin to work. I always say we are the nurses and our father is the doctor, and he instructs us on how to operate. And so even with the counselor, it's good for you to open up to a counselor, because you're laying that stuff out. And sometimes when you begin to talk about things, you feel better. And then if you begin to open it up and be honest, we know where to target. Okay, that's what happened. Because, okay, she said this. Okay, they said that. Now we know. We'll listen to the Holy Spirit to see how to move and which way God want, what he want us to target. Because most of the time, we will target that thing, like Apostle said, what happened to you years ago. Most of the time, stuff, the reason why we have to go see a counselor is because a lot of times some things had happened from childhood, and it's just each year it just piles up different things, because, you know, as life goes on, we have trials and tribulations, so that stuff just constantly piles up, and so we have to go back to that thing. That's why it's so good for someone to say, you know, this is what, let's start from the beginning. This is what happened at five, and then, you know, it just continued with, it was just a pile on. And so now we got to break that thing from the roots. And I always say, in order, God, I need you to pull that thing from the root, because it's some things that be embedded in us from a childhood that needs to come up.
On surgery, I just want to use this real quick, glory be to God, that I remember when my spleen had ruptured, and they had to open me all the way up to get to the problem. Mm-hmm. They couldn't partially open me up. They couldn't open me up a quarter of the way. They had to open me all the way so they could get to that problem and prevent some more damage from happening. So just to carry that over to being really open to counselors, it helps you move forward in your walk, because you don't want to hold nothing back. You don't want to leave nothing out in the mighty name of Jesus. So you want to get all of that out so you can begin to walk new and to be renewed.
Yeah.
That's right. And Go ahead, sis.
Oh, no, I was just going to say and just kind of use this, like Afasa said, you know, they had to open them all the way up. Just kind of use this for an example. If I'm angry today and I just go to the counselor and say, well, on Tuesdays I'm always angry, and you just telling them that just Tuesdays you're always angry,
oh, wow.
But you're not saying why you're always angry on this Tuesday. So sometimes it's best for us to say, the reason why I always get angry on Tuesday because when I was 10 years old, my grandfather did this or my mother did this. Is that why that needs to come out?
That's right.
Come on.
That's awesome. That is so awesome that you guys have pinpointed and spoke about what it is. And can you tell us what would be the best way to contact you guys? You are now ready to book appointments for your services. Talk to us and tell us how we would be able to get in contact with you.
Amen. So we are on, we have Curry Care Counseling, www.currycarecounseling. You can reach out to us that way. CURRIES Care Counseling. And we also have a phone number, amen, that that you can call to contact. The number is 314-643-7092.
Amen. Amen. And again, I applaud you all for hearing the voice of God. To serve together, to move forward together, that God can bless you in the entities that you have. I want you to know that we're praying for you personally, Pastor Don and I, as well as our Elation family. We know God is going to do a great and a marvelous thing in you. I also want you to please give your church address and your services that you have throughout the week that people may be able to contact you if they're looking for a church home and they would like to visit. Can you give them information about that?
Yes, we can. Our church address is 14550 Newhall Ferry Road. Again, we're Carry the Cross Church. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, and we also have, do you have that number? We also have a prayer line as well, and our prayer line is on Mondays. We start at 10 a.m. and we go until the Holy Ghost releases us. And that number is, glory be to God, the prayer number, right? Glory be to God. That number is 945. Is it 945? Do you have it? I'm sorry. You'll give us a second. We need the number right now.
No, no problem. We can wait for it. This is vital information.
Amen.
So it's 945-218-0136. Again, that's 945-218-0136, and that's the prayer line that we have on each and every Monday starting at 10 a.m.
Yes, and our services is on Saturdays at 11 o'clock, every Saturday at 11 o'clock, and then we have Bible study as well every Thursday at 6 o'clock.
Amen. Well, I tell you what an honor and a privilege it is for you all to go forth in the Lord. We're excited for you. We're praying for you. We're believing God to send the right people to you. And then one other question, because it's very important for those that may be considering counseling, can you tell us whether or not they can take all, you guys take all forms of insurance, or is there a certain way, or a client that is coming to you, can they consult with you about what they have so you can go from there?
Yes, we don't. We're not paneled with any insurance companies. We do have free consultation, and they can call that number that my wife stated that before, and we can go from there. So they can see if they're a good fit for us, and I mean if we're a good fit for them, and then we can go from there. So but we do offer free consultations, but we're not paneled with any insurance companies as of yet.
That's good. And the reason I ask is because sometimes people are geared, they're ready, and then it may not work out of that capacity. But can I say this to you, the listening audience? Your mental health is worth it. Again, some people will spend money on shoes, thousands and thousands of dollars on shoes. But when it comes to your mental health, that is the place that only you can be able to go and seek the help you need. And I strongly urge you that when you contact them, keep that in mind so that you're able to receive what, if, like he says, it's a good fit for you to continue on, all right? Well, we want to thank you, our brother and sister, Apostle Marlo, and Prophetess and First Lady Alicia Curry. We love you guys very much. And thank you
for taking the time to come on.
Amen. Thank you for having us, Pastor. We love you all so much.
Yes, we do.
Yes, and we love you guys as well. Well, listen, St. Louis, you just heard Apostle Marlo and Prophetess First Lady Alicia Curry. They started a new entity in counseling. Listen, I want you to remember and know, we hear the world say, the mind is a terrible thing to waste. But I'm here to tell you, I want you to know, if we don't have our minds fully capacitated and operating in the fully, we will have other issues, whether it be in our physical health or whether it be in our finances, whether it be in our families, wherever it is, it will find and show up. So I encourage you to reach out and please share the information with others. The flyer is on our Facebook page. Please, by all means, share with others that they may be blessed as well. We have some announcements here. We want to first begin by saying that our condolences go out to the family of our brother, Doug Hollis, who served faithfully and has now is resting with the Lord. Amen. To his children and family at large and to all that know him, may God bless you. We are praying. We want to send that condolences out to all families that are enduring through this time of grief and heartbrokenness. Amen. We want you to know you are important to us here at Just For You and Elation Radio. I also want you to be in prayer, amen, for all families. The Lord has just been putting on my heart for us to continually lift up our families, whether it's a physical problem, whether it is something else. We want God to be glorified and to lift up our families. They are well worth us praying for, standing on, all of that, because God is who he is. He's able to do anything but fail. Remember your families in prayer. Also, I want us to remember those that are going through various afflictions, pain. Maybe they're in the hospital. Maybe they're homeless on the street. Maybe they are going through something in their home. Keep everyone lifted up. Remember to pray outside your home as well as for those in your home. I want to share some community announcements with you all that you may have and that I have received. I am excited to know that our St. Louis community is doing a lot of great things, and we want that to be known among the St. Louis community. If you have an announcement, we're asking that you will definitely get a chance to do that, to really, really send those in so that we can share those with the listening audience, all right? I want to start with one that is from the annual Kings and Queens Night Summit. It is a dinner and networking event, and this is given by First Love Church. They are located at 12523 Missouri Bottom Road in Hazelwood, Missouri. And their information, for more information, you can contact 314-757-0502. This is a networking event. There will be various ones there. There's a Bishop Elijah Stanley Prince. There is a Lusamo Ohambla. I'm sorry, there are quite a little names that I might go over. Please forgive me. Pastor Monica and Dr. Njinwa. And then there is Jasper Wilson and also Kasisi MC Kedro. So you have quite a few people that will be there for this. For more information, please call that number. That is going to be on the 23rd, 24th. They will continue with this particular event. It will be on the 24th as well. They call it a double impact. For more information, you can contact them at 314-757-0502. Again, that number is 314-757-0502. All right? So please, by all means, make sure you reach out and talk with them for more information. We want you to know here in the St. Louis area, we have some very much, we have two things, the two entities we want to share with you, and that is United Way. That's the United Way. The number is, I'm sorry, I got thrown off. I've got an emergency call coming in. The number is, I'm sorry, let me go back, United Way 211 in the St. Louis area. That's 211 in the St. Louis area. We have the Urban League St. Louis. That is ulstl.com. Both of these organizations offer assistance with referrals as well as needs and resources that you may have. So I want you to make sure you reach out to them if you are in need, know of an emergency of someone. Please contact either of these resources. We have the St. Louis County Library. They offer, listen, what we call flow kits, they call them, women, all kinds of materials for women for their monthlies. Also, they also have diapers for babies. If you are in need of diapers for your young one or women's monthly items that are needed, please contact the local St. Louis County Library to find out what there are those available, and they'll be more than happy to share those. Also, they have after-school programming. If you have young people that are going up there, they used to be after 3:30, but you may want to call them during the summertime to find out what time their feedings are at the library. So you can reach them at slcl.org. We're extremely excited about that, looking forward to hearing all the great praise reports. If you'd like to get in contact with me, you can reach me at Michelle Wright, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, on Facebook. Please send me your community announcements. We would love to read them and share them here, and that others would know exactly what you're doing. A special thank you to our visionary, Dr. Timmy Robinson, for God placing this on our heart to create this entity for all of us that serve, as well as to our special guest today, the Currys. I call them Team Curry. Yes, they have so much to offer to the St. Louis area and abroad. We're praying for them, and we love them. And to my husband, thank you for always being there for us. We appreciate you for your love and support. Listen, listeners, I want you to know we're going to pray out, I love you. We can't do what we do without you. We need you. We thank you. We appreciate you for all that you do. It means a lot to get your words of encouragement, to get the shares, all the things that you do to help us to fulfill the mission and the ministry God has placed on our hearts. Thank you very much. At this time, we're going to pray out. May God continue to bless you and keep you and your family. Abba, Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for what you've done, for coming in, for showing up, for showing out. May the word resonate in someone's heart and their mind. May you give them peace in the midst of the storm. May you give them what is needed for you to be glorified, and we say thank you. May you forgive us all of our sins and give us a heart to forgive. We're praying for our families, our local churches. We're praying for our community. We're praying for everyone in need, that you are Jehovah Jireh, the supplier of our need. We're praying for everyone with a broken heart, to the family that is preparing to say goodbye to their loved one. Lord, we ask that you comfort them, keep them, strengthen them for such an hour as this. We pray for our special guests, that you would bless their business, the curry. Father, would you bless them, keep them, provide for them, open up the door, speak to someone's heart that they may book with them and talk with them, that their lives may be changed. We say thank you, oh God, for Team Curry. We thank you for their love for you and their heart for you and all that they're doing in the kingdom. We thank you for Elation Radio and Magazine and all the entities of Elation. Bless, bless, bless. Open up the doors for each and every podcast, for each person serving. And Lord, don't forget about our listeners, the ones that make sure that they're on, whether it's this podcast or another, that they are there praying, they are there supporting. Don't forget their labor of love. And we thank you and praise you. I lift up my husband, my household, the call that came in, everything. We trust you that no weapon form will prosper, that you are God, and besides you, there is no other. So we thank you and appreciate you for loving us, for healing, for saving us, and for such a time as this. Bless the one that's crying out, change my life. God, would you do it for them? Send Christian laborers across their path, that you may be glorified. And we will thank you forevermore. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you for our very own Dr. Kenny Robinson again. Bless her family and the resting of her father. And God, we thank you. You are the ultimate Father, that you are wrapping your arms around them and all families that are experiencing grief. We say thank you, we praise you, and we honor you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Dear God, we thank God for each and every one of you. Until next time, God bless you.
Joe walking around.